CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's time for the window seat. This is our opportunity every couple of weeks where we get to talk about travel. Mm-hmm. We get to look at it in detail. And of course, it's brought to you by travel.co.za. Go and check out the travel.co.za website. I know many people just getting back from holidays. Maybe you were lucky enough to have had a break over December, but you've got to start planning. And the further in advance, the further ahead you book these things, the better. And we've obviously been talking to some of the best people in South Africa over the course of last year about travel, about the secrets around travel, the hacks that can get you ahead, the things that will make your life a whole lot easier. Today, of course, no exception to that rule. Jackie Reed joins us. Jackie is the Incentive and Global Immersion Specialist at Tourvest. So what that means, Jackie, is that you are the one who can tell us what's on the calendar. How are you for 2024?
Good morning, Gareth.
Nice to see you, Jackie. So you deal specifically with sports and incentive trips. These are for companies. And, you know, there are probably a lot of South Africans who last year would have taken advantage of some of the offerings that you guys have at Tourvest in terms of sport, because we had so many sports events on and so many that involved South Africa. So you look at the calendar in January of 2024. What have we got to look forward to this year? What are the big sporting events that we can build things around?
Well, I think, Gareth, the Summer Olympics happens this year, again, in France, Paris. So that's a big major. That's sure. Summer Olympics and the Paralympics. We've currently got mm-hmm. the AFCON on at the moment. Mm-hmm. We've got the Monaco Grand Prix. We've got Wimbledon, Roland Garros, Rugby Sevens. There's so many major sporting events that are happening. And I think we've just one with Aldrichus du Plessis. You know, that's pretty major.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. Do people fly out for fights like that?
We never had any, but I think they are. He's got a big following.
Sure. So let's just look at clearly France is still cleaning up, because we mentioned the Rugby World Cup last year, and then you immediately brought out the Olympics, which I'd forgotten was in France. And then we've got, Roland Garros as well. So obviously Paris is a good place to be this year, has been for the last 2 years. Is that a very difficult thing to do for, let's say you're a big company and you need to take 10 people to these things? Is it very easy to book a group booking like that? How does it actually work?
Well, we use DMCs that facilitates and assists us in these bookings, and they're very knowledgeable about the destination. So you know, it's easy when you've got someone that's there on the ground. I was lucky enough to take a group to the Rugby World Cup last year, and we had a mm-hmm. really, really great support team on that side in terms of booking the travel. You know, we obviously book the flights and accommodation, but the ground handling, we use a DMC.
What's it? What does DMC stand for?
Destination Management Company.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a deep, meaningful conversation. Sorry. All right. So, I mean, you get there with this group of people. Obviously, it's a lot harder to arrange a very big group than it is to do a small one. But are these things very expensive?
Yes.
I mean, the tickets themselves to these events, I don't think they would be cheap. I mean, you know, the Rugby World Cup last year must have been pretty expensive. We had someone on our show yesterday who was there.
Yeah, Gareth, they bucket list items. You know, you look at the Ryder Cup, you look at the Masters, the Rugby World Cup from last year, all the, you know, the major events, the ticket prices are very, very expensive.
And what are the most popular events? I mean, what are the ones that South Africans especially want to go to?
Formula One's always very popular. Rugby Sevens. You've got the tennis majors. Australian is opens on at the moment. You've got the Laver Cup, Wimbledon. Football's, you know, obviously big as well. And then cricket. You've got the ICC T20 on in the States and shared by the West Indies this year. So, and they all come at high prices.
But I think if you're a big corporation and you've got targets and you've got a team who are trying to reach those targets, and you've got people who are competing internally for for kudos, for rewards, for these incentives to go their way. I mean, it's a hell of a nice thing to happen. Mm. You know, if you work in a big company and you're slogging day by day and trying to make things as successful as possible in the company, then your boss comes around and says, by the way, you're shooting the lights out. We're going to send you to Wimbledon. I don't think anyone would go, oh, no, I don't know if I want to go. You know, they'd be like, hell yes, that's fantastic. So are there a lot of companies in South Africa that do these incentive trips?
You know, just stepping back, you know, sports, most people are passionate about sports. So that's really, you know, tugging at your heartstrings. So, sure. Yes, anyone would jump at that opportunity.
Are there many companies in South Africa that do these things as part of their internal, you know, sort of HR reward systems? Is that what they do? Is it very structured? Are there lots of them or just a few?
No, we see it increasing year on year. You know, sports has become very, you know, very popular in the incentive market.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of other things I need to know. What was your most recent big sports event that you went to? Because you obviously have to go along with some of these. You've got people to look after, right?
Yes. I think I've already mentioned it. I was fortunate enough to go to the Rugby World Cup last year, and I was at the two semifinals and the final, so it was pretty amazing.
Hectic.
That all three of the last big games.
Yes, oh, and they just everything just fell into place, one point at a time.
And isn't it awesome if we also win? You know, if South Africans are there and South Africa cleans up, that's just the best possible outcome, right?
Yeah, Gareth. You know, the Sunday before I left, we were just won the quarters, so that was amazing. We knew we were going to be in the semis, and then we won the semi game, and we were in the finals. So it was just, it was absolutely amazing.
And that semi-final could have made anyone's heart stop. That was one of the most thrilling games of rugby that I personally have ever watched. The fact that you were there personally, just it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, no, like, it was great.
In terms of some of the events that are happening this year, do you have anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Definitely the Olympics. Mm. I think that's going to be it's on the same time zone as we are, you know, so getting to Paris is a direct flight, and there's some nice packages out there.
So Jackie, how does it work with the Olympics? Because that's like a whole month of events. Will people want to go and see a particular event, or will they just want to be part of the whole Olympic vibe and just see what's on any, you know, given couple of days?
You know, obviously you follow your passion. You know, the Olympics that I've been to, you know, I was an athlete at school, so I love to follow the athletics. I love to follow the gymnastics and the swimming. So, mm-hmm. You know, you look at those events and that's what people follow. You know, some might want to just go and, you know, take a bouquet of a whole range of sports, but it's, I think you follow your passion.
So what kind of stuff do you have to think about when you're planning an incentive trip like this? And there may be people listening right now who are in charge of these reward systems within a company. Maybe they're listening to us now thinking, what do I have to consider? Accommodation, flights, what other things come into it that we don't know if we're not in the business?
You know, obviously visas for South Africans that hold South African passports.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, you have to make sure that you select the right package. You know, you don't want to go all the way there and have a whole lot of tickets that you're not with the sport that you don't support.
So it helps to do a bit of research.
Yes.
And then, how do these companies usually do? It used to be called S&T. You know, like your kind of daily allowances or whatever. And I know you guys have got this brilliant travel IT system that kind of takes care of all of that and accounts for it, which for companies is terrific because you don't have to then collect receipts from people and they forgot this and they added that and it's all very jumbled and confusing. This system puts it all together for them so that you have a complete accounting of what people are doing on these trips and what the company has to pay for. But are there still those allowances? Does that still come into play?
Well, we do a costing for the corporate, so they are aware of what the costs are. You know, it's whether they want to include them or not. So, yeah, you know, from a incentive perspective, the costing gets approved, and you know, whatever we put forward, the corporates whoever's the decision maker can decide. You know, in terms of what they want to include and not include. Things as simple as like daily allowances for meals, or you know, whether they want to do, you know, certain excursions, etc., etc. So it's a bouquet.
One last thing. What are the more exotic things that you've had companies pay for their, you know, best performing sales guy or whatever? What are the more extraordinary and exciting and interesting and out of left field destinations you've had to arrange these for?
Are you speaking from sports or just in general?
No, it doesn't have to be sport. It could be anything. Just an incentive trip where, you know, they've said, listen, we've got this one guy or this one girl at the business in the company who's just done an incredible job this year. We want to give them a truly once-in-a-lifetime experience. What are the more exotic things that they've asked for?
Cruises are very, very big at the moment, you know, and you can get multiple destinations in one cruise. So that's quite popular. I can't say we've had anything weird and wonderful. You know, it might get there.
Here we were hoping for a little bit of tea. Hey, Gareth, like we wanted to hear some outlandish. Yeah.
I know a couple who just went on holiday to Turkey, and they decided on a whim to go to Moscow in Russia. Now we know that, you know, Russia's at war at the moment, so most people would probably not decide to go there. They said they had the most amazing time there. It was absolutely spectacular. And in the middle of winter, but they said they loved it. So I'm just wondering, you know, if you do your research and you really find something truly amazing, you guys can help put that together. Mm. All right, well, tell us where we can go for more information. Obviously, we know about travel.co.za, but how do you guys like to operate?
Just be a little more specific.
Well, just like if people want to get hold of you to try and arrange these things.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, obviously you can contact, you know, our reception, or you can contact me or our incentive line. And, yeah, we'll make sure that we, you know, sit down and look at a couple of briefs for you.
Jack is the incentive and global immersion specialist at Turvest. You can get hold of her. We'll put all the details up on the website too. Thank you, Jackie. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Gareth.
Thanks very much. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.